Nolte, far-left CNN loses 56% of viewers during first quarter of 2022. By John Nolte on March 30, 2022. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads misinformation, conspiracy theories, and violence, lost 56% of its first quarter primetime audience compared to last year. Deep breath. 56%. How awesome is that? When bad things happen to very bad people, an angel gets his wings. Had Russian President Vladimir Putin not invaded Ukraine, those first quarter CNN numbers would look a hell of a lot worse than that. You see, those quarterly numbers include March, and in the standalone month of March, thanks to Putin, the basement-rated CNN increased its primetime ratings over March of last year by 1%. So if you're wondering why CNN is so eager to push America into that war, now you know. Hey, what's a few thousand dead American soldiers compared to ratings? Even so, think about it. There's a massive war unfolding in Europe, and CNN's primetime ratings only jumped 1%. Ha 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 ha. Deep breath. Ha 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 ha. By comparison, Fox's primetime ratings in March jumped 19%. But MSNBC's primetime ratings fell by 29%. Anyway, back to the first quarter of 2022 compared to the first quarter of 2021. Fox's primetime lineup averaged 2.56 million viewers, which is up 3% over the first quarter of last year. MSNBC averaged 1.21 million viewers, which is down 46%. CNN averaged a pathetic 857,000 viewers, which is down 56%. Did I mention, ha 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 ha, deep breath, ha 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 ha? In the 25 to 54 age demo, Fox was up 9% with 429,000 average primetime viewers. CNN collapsed 56% with only 232,000 demo viewers. MSNBC nosedived 59% with 149,000 demo viewers. In total day viewership, Fox was up 22% over the first quarter of 2021, with an average of 1.61 million viewers. MSNBC was down 48% with just 712,000 viewers. CNN collapsed 51% with just 653,000 viewers. Now that the left is starting to tire of its latest moral panic over the war in Ukraine, you have to wonder what horror show CNN has in store for America next. What I mean is, what story will CNN juice with lies and hysteria into a national trauma to salvage their ongoing collapse? CNN's already served up the Trayvon Martin hoax, the Russia collusion hoax, countless racism hoaxes, the anti-science freakout over COVID lockdowns and masking, the Kavanaugh hoax, and their failed attempt to turn the mostly peaceful Capitol Hill riot into something people should care about. So now you have to wonder what these living, breathing, godless, demonic Bond villains are stirring up for us in April. Well, whatever it is, we already know it will be a lie and allow Jake Tapper countless opportunities to prove he's smug, uptight, and very much in love with himself. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.